Hey, it's Cody.
And Matt, and thanks for joining us for another episode of
The ComaCast. Matt, we're going to be diving into all things involving the LGBT community, including our own lives.
And don't forget our cats.
We don't want to forget them. The ComaCast starts now.
Podcasting from the Lone Star State in Southern California, you're listening to The Coma Podcast with Cody and Matt.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to our Friday show live with me and Matt. Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
Great.
It's another week. It has been a little cold there, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was 85 or 87 on Tuesday, and then it went down to like the 30s, low mid-30s on Wednesday. Then Thursday, I don't know if you follow me on Snapchat, but I'm pretty brave. I'll get hot or cold coffee. I don't care what the temperature is. But when I got to school, it was like 35, 38, but then the wind started. And so with wind chill, it was like 25. And so I walked over to the coffee shop. And I was like, I'm going to go get a nice coffee because I had hot coffee this morning. Then this really big gust of wind caught me in the face. I was like, just kidding. I think we're going to go back to the hot coffee. I didn't care about the coffee itself. I just wanted something hot to drink that wasn't tea.
Yeah.
So I like tea.
I was going to say, I did see that.
So much. It makes me just pee.
The tea or the coffee?
Tea. Tea makes me just... Keith and Chris are here.
Hi, guys. Hey, Chris. And Keith.
Yeah, I'm here 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks for Matt.
Yeah, it's not an exam week. That's why.
I texted Matt earlier this afternoon, and I was just checking in to see where we're doing it. What was the situation? He was like, "Yep, we're going." Yep.
So they closed the school today to do some kind of, I guess, some kind of accreditation evaluation process. So the campus was closed, so I couldn't even go to study or anything.
Yeah.
So. Without that, I just stayed home. And then on one of David's breaks, I think it was his lunch break, he had already eaten earlier, so he wasn't that hungry. And I'm like, well, do you want to just lay down? Because, I mean, it was just so cold out and gray. It wasn't like, it's not like it's cold with sunshine. It's cold and gray. It looks like it could snow, like that kind of feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so after his 20-30 minutes went by, he got up, went back to work, and I ended up sleeping for like 2.5 hours. So my book is still open to my desk. So I'm getting up from when we're done here, I'm probably going to go get my book and bring it over here and sit and read more about diabetes.
Yay. Oh, yay.
That's one of like the few hundred pages of reading I should be doing. There's a 50 page chunk. That's the biggest chunk of one thing. And it's diabetes, all the different types of diabetes and everything. So, you know, super thrilling material, and I have
sounds like it tomorrow,
of course. So I try to go to bed a little earlier on Fridays because I have to be up at 5:30. Well, I have to be up by 5. I like to clinical, even though I don't have to be at the site till 6:30. We leave here at 6. I like to be like up. I like to have that full 45 minutes to an hour to just be fully awake, be awake enough to eat something small, and just kind of be alive, because you don't know what's going to happen when you get there. I always hold out hope that maybe they'll cancel clinical. It's cold and I don't feel like getting up, and it's just not really a fun experience sometimes. So,
well, I will be asleep.
Thank you. Well, when I get up, it's like 2 a.m. there. No, 3 a.m.
So
you're 2 hours behind me.
I might just be going to sleep. Yeah, that's more like it.
I've been up that late maybe twice since August.
But yeah, I was going to say, I did see you talking about how you were going to get iced coffee, and then you changed your mind and got the hot coffee. I did want to bring that up because I was like, he switched it up quickly. Those cold temperatures.
Yeah, I mean, those snaps were probably 30 seconds apart. I mean, the first one was while I was walking, and it was cold, but it's a pretty short walk from the front doors of the building I'm in to that coffee shop. And I mean, I could see it from almost see it from the doors once I walk far enough away from the building. And then the wind was whistling through the area I was walking to. That was so cold. But we also got up and voted this morning.
So that's good.
Voting. So we want to talk about one thing I wanted to talk about. I know we try to keep it kind of light on Friday nights because there's so much going on in the world. I don't think everybody needs everything rehashed blow by blow.
Wait, is there? Is there something going on?
Yeah, well, which thing do you want to talk about? Yeah. I wanted to talk about Governor Abbott's order to basically try to prosecute anybody supporting trans kids, basically as a child abuser, that the Dallas County, I think it's their DA, and several other, the five biggest counties of Texas, mm-hmm. have all said it's basically, one, not enforceable, and two, they're not going to try to enforce it. So there is hope and resistance there. So don't, on that, I don't really think we need to talk about Russia and Ukraine, only because we can turn on, if everybody wants to talk about that, we can talk. Not that I'm opposed to talking about it, but the idea was maybe give us everybody an hour of a break from that, because I don't want to sensationalize anything. And also a lot of things coming out, you know, you want to make sure the video you're looking at is legitimate. But I will say, at this point, Pornhub did not cock block Russia. Okay. I saw that tweet and I did go searching. It is at this point not true. So just, David, what are you? Oh, gotcha. Sorry, David's watching. So his clinical is this weekend too, and he has stuff he does. So his clinical videos are playing next to me. And he choked, and I looked over and saw a lot. Just now. All videos I've seen too, and that every student has seen. It's just when you're not ready for it. I just looked up.
Yeah. Well, like going back to real quick, the whole Abbott thing, you know, I think that is in response to him trying to cover up, or not cover up, but get the attention away from the story where the ERCOT chief said that he was just following Greg Abbott's orders last winter to keep prices at a maximum. So you want to like, you got to come up with something else to get the news off of you. And he did that. And one thing I also, real quick, just on that point, a lot of people are always talking about, you know, people like they need to move from Texas or they need to move from here because of whatever's going on. But I do think it's important if you calculate how many people actually voted Democrat in recent elections for president or governor, that amount of people is still more than many, many states in total. So there is a large, large contingent of people who do have liberal viewpoints. And you do want that because that's how you ultimately down the line are able to change things, is you have have people living in those states.
Right.
And it's like kind of like that balance of like, yeah, you don't want to be here, but it's also important sometimes, but that there is a large number of people who are in support of LGBTQ rights and trans rights. So don't think you are alone in that, because there, you know, there's a lot of people in Texas who do have viewpoints that are for protecting the rights of the people.
Literally children. Yeah. Chris said, come back to Florida.
There's news in Florida too.
Yeah, we're not going to spend all...
Come to California. But I say that, I was going to say
California, sir.
I was going to say, actually, it was 34 degrees last night here. So if you're, I mean, that is not as cold as you.
Like we're going New Mexico.
still so cold there, but it's nice.
That has been the big topic of discussion this last week around our house, is what are we going to do when we graduate? Where are we going to go? Where do we want to move? What is on the table? And our topics, you know, like in no particular order, we're looking at Hawaii for like hospital contracts, like the Pacific Northwest, Denver or surrounding areas. I mean, we always have the option of doing something in Texas, but I don't think we really want to. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And then Florida, of course, is on the list. And traveling nurses. Yes, we are considering doing travel nursing for a year or two. just some of the reason we actually want to do that is after we have the year or two before we're allowed to travel, is that we can kind of get that experience and exposure to see different things, see different places, experience different things, at least for a couple of years. But I know some people can probably do it forever. But let's keep in mind, by the time I'm able to do that, I am going to be close to 40. And I'm going to be 36 in May. So by the time this, I will graduate theoretically with my RN license, with my RN degree, I think about a week or two before my 37th birthday. So by the time I have that year or so of experience and feel we're able to start traveling, as you know, David will have, he gets his license around the same time I do. Yeah, we want to make sure we have the energy to do that, because moving is a lot. That's a lot of commute. It's a lot of driving. I would like to take contracts in Florida and up near, well, in spring and summer for the Kentucky, Virginia, Ohio area, because I have family up there that I would like to see, but I don't want to live near them permanently.
Yeah.
So, you know, 6-8 weeks at a time where I can, you know, visit for weekends and celebrate and do fun things. But at the same time, we have that, you know, space.
Space, boundaries.
Boundaries, absolutely. Boundaries. Say it out loud. That's
like, y'all, I said another key word. Boundaries. Communication.
Like, no, Chris. So what happens is we get, usually we'll get like a living stipend and get put up in an Airbnb, a hotel. You can rent a house or something, or an apartment, or apartment complexes that have deals with places to let you stay there. So, because the kiddies will be coming with us. So awesome, right? So we get to go. The idea is more than likely we'd both like to go at the same time. So, you know, because that makes it worth it. But yeah, we're stuck with the house here for a bit. We don't really want to let it go until we're sure we can let it go safely and that we have found a place we want to actually move to. Then we'll let go of this house and move, because it is our house. It's David's first house. And it's, you know, right now it's in our name. You know, we don't own it because we're obviously it's financed, but it's home base.
Yeah.
So when you let go, it's one of those things you can't undo it. So once you've gone too far in the process, you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple places we kind of would like to spend some time at, and see if we can. I'd love to do travel nursing in Hawaii, because of the weather, and they need help so desperately with medical staff. I don't really want to go out there unless I'm doing strictly medical work, because I don't want to perpetuate a problem that already exists with tourists. I'm not trying to do the tourist thing. If I'm out there, it would be to help with the medical situation and medical staffing. Cody and Matt for a live show. Let me play that lottery ticket tonight. Yeah, I know. Johnny Apollo, I am here. I'm sure it's the lighting, but I don't actually feel tired because I did actually get some freaking sleep today and last night. Sorry, I'm having to move everything closer so I can sit back.
I was going to say, we need like some stickers. We need to give you like a little gold star today, 2 weeks in a row. Oof.
Well, my hope today was to write for school, like write out some stuff, notes for school and finish some reading. And there is a painting I thought of that I want to try tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if either of those things are going to happen. Just because it's getting, well, it's 7:15 here, but you know, it's time goes by really quick when you have to get up and talk in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I finished my water. Crap. No, it's okay. I had a backup.
It was funny. I was watching a TV show last night talking about giving you like a sticker. First of all, if you've not seen it, it's a show called Abbott's Elementary.
Oh,
I would highly suggest it.
That's on my list to watch.
And one of the teachers is going to borrow stickers because she's out of stickers for her kids. She's like, can I borrow some stickers or star stickers? She's like, I'll even take the red ones. And I started thinking back in time, and that's true. No one wanted the red stickers. If you could choose, you know, it was like gold, blue, green, and red, I guess. And no one wanted the red stickers.
Maybe the red ones are always associated with, like, you know, you always get a paperback with red ink all over it.
Johnny says, Chris, big hugs. Hey, you.
Oh, Debbie, I've been watching All of Us Are Dead, the Korean zombie show on Netflix. So good. I love it so far. I've just finished episode 4. I try to watch about 2 episodes at a time because it's too easy to, it's easy to binge a show. And mm-hmm. I don't really have the time to sit for 10 hours. I'm really sorry. Like, allergies here were, it was hot up until Tuesday night. It was literally 85 degrees. And then the sudden drop in allergies and, you know, this is not really a good time to have allergies when you're going to clinical the next day because I can't mm-hmm. be sniffling and gross.
Yeah. Chris says, hey, Johnny.
One thing about clinicals is if we go for the day, we do all our work there. We don't have any homework. If we have to miss clinical and they have to give us a virtual assignment instead, it is a beast of an assignment. I mean, it is something really time consuming because mm-hmm. we're at clinical from 6:30 in the morning to about 4 in the afternoon. So your assignment is going to be something that it takes approximately that amount of time. So, you know.
Trade-off. that would be rough. So, I mean, definitely.
It's meant to be a huge assignment because it needs to fill mm-hmm. in that time that you've
been. That time period.
For your hours. And I'm just like, because they've been kind of getting worse throughout the week. And I'm like, okay, I'll make a decision. Because I feel fine enough to up and walk around. But I can't be walking around coughing and sniffing and sneezing. I'm on a what's called a PCU floor. It's a step down ICU. So you know what ICU is, like intensive care unit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a step down of that where people can kind of go either way. So definitely not the mm-hmm. place you even want to be like doing that. I'm so sorry. Oh gosh. But yeah. So fun.
Chris says, OMG, allergies are rough here right now.
Yeah, we're sitting in class and they have the heat on in the buildings right now because, you know, it got cold.
It's cold.
And it was about 15-20 minutes after class started and we're all my classmates were all sitting there like, oh God, what's wrong? Like all of our eyes are itchy. We're sniffing. it was just a mess.
Yeah, we had to turn the heater on, you know, over here. Like I said, 34 last night. It's been kind of cooler and cold. Rainy earlier this week. It's been snowing in the mountains. So, you know, if I drive 45 minutes, I can go play in the snow.
We had a little bit of, like, snow and mix. It says it's 40 outside right now, but it feels like 33. And I took the trash out earlier. Yeah, I took the trash out earlier today. Definitely felt like 33.
It was 50s yesterday, and like we go walk every day. And Justin was like, "Are you sure you want to go walk?" And I was like, "Yes, we have to walk." So we like have to walk in an area where it's sunny. No, every day have to walk.
I was supposed to go running at a state park with a friend on Monday. He got out of work late, so couldn't go. And then we're like, "Oh, we'll just go Wednesday." Because we wanted to go Monday because it was like 75, 80 degrees. It was perfect with like a nice breeze. And when it's cool in the mornings and evenings, it doesn't get so hot. It's not like it's 80 degrees getting hotter. It's 80 mm-hmm. and then cooling. That's great for being outside. And so Tuesday, I was like, yeah, see you tomorrow. And I looked at the weather again. I was like, crap, that cold front really is coming. And we just ran errands and said, we're not. No, I always have my gym stuff with me because usually I will leave school, go to the gym, then go home. Mm-hmm. And which is how I've been trying to stay in shape. Like, but in another week, I go back to the doctor and we're going to find out what my testosterone levels are doing. And then we're going to find out if they're rebounding and if I'm starting to get better or not.
Well, we will hope for that. But yeah. if not, hopefully the doctor will listen to you.
If not, I am going to be, I'll be seeing Dr. Jake. He has my care plan. He has all my lab results and lab values and everything. So he has all my medical records. He has mm-hmm. everything. So if I have to, I will be attending an appointment with Dr. Jake. And I will also likely be going on testosterone, which can be either weekly or biweekly injection into either it's going to be my shoulder or my thigh. Probably when I do it myself, it'll be my thigh, but I'll probably have to have David do the shoulder because I can't. Mm-hmm. My arms aren't long enough and needs to be a 90 degree angle. You know, you really want that.
Not a super giant.
I do Keith's testosterone injections every 2 weeks, every other Thursday. I
draw his meds and give him a shot. And he scared me the other day because, or last night, because when I did it, yeah, Keith is very muscular. We've all seen his arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I stuck him, his muscle flexed, and it was such a big flex, like just the shoulder went pop, and just like surprised me. I was like, "Oh, it talks."
Johnny says my allergies start kicking up around early March and ease about the last week of February.
So one of the things about living in the South is that generally allergies are not so bad here for me. There's a few periods a year where it can get a little, but for the most part, it dries out. And Chris says, I've watched the Dr. Jake podcast. I really hope I can talk to him soon. Yes, Cody and I did a two-part discussion with him. And he should by now have his Florida license, which means, Chris, you can talk to him. And in fact, I think I actually referenced you, not by name. I was like, Florida license, huh? There's somebody we need you to talk to.
Yes, Chris.
We are going to get Chris some help.
Keith says, and if you it's have
by
a great
our
touch.
Muscular gay Dr. Jake, then it's going to be by our muscular gay Dr. Jake.
Johnny says that he started inventing Anna earlier this week. It was pretty good, but then I started feeling weird with seeing a criminal being portrayed as an underdog. Good performances, though. And then Chris says that he watched season 2 of Space Force on Netflix with Steve Carell. I love it, but I love space stuff. Go figure. I know. I need to watch the second season of Space Force. I'm excited for that. I'm wondering what happened.
That's so weird. Our friend Steven, the one that lives in Hawaii, was commenting last week, and I couldn't see any of his comments. Hmm. He was like, "You cheating slut, where are you?"
And I didn't see him either.
Yeah, and I was like, "I don't see them." So it was
It was probably pulled if he said slut.
That's no fun. God.
And Johnny, I do want to watch Inventing Anna. I have on my list. I do want to recommend, like, if you have HBO Max, there is a new comedy that is out that I've been watching. It's called Somebody Somewhere. It's kind of a comedy dramedy, and it's like so good. I think it's one of my top favorite shows in the past year. I guess, Chris, you can say that.
It's ironic that we can't say slut, and that's like probably the one we use the most on each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look and
he
see.
He says I have a great touch with my injections. Thank you, Keith.
He didn't say injection. You just have a great touch.
Oh, great touch. Oh, so, well, he's referring to the injections. You might say it's a slightly raw touch.
Johnny, I need to find some time this weekend for either West Side Story or House of Gucci or another viewing of Scream. Oh my god, I'm gonna see all of them. I haven't seen any of them, but tonight I think we're watching Free Guy because it's available on like Hulu and HBO Max as well.
I haven't seen any of those. It was probably gonna happen. You know how over winter break I went on a binge and watched, like, I caught up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So probably in May, my last exam, I think, is May 10th or May 11th. So around May 18th, when I'm conscious again and can, like, be functional, I'll probably start catching up on movies. Sorry, everyone. I don't know if I'm going to see Scream, though. I'm super happy people love it. I am so happy because it was such, like, I think I was in sixth or seventh grade when it came out, the first one. And it was just like a fun slasher horror movie. I mean, it was just iconic, you know? But I was kind of tired of it by the fourth one. And the fourth one was good. I liked the fourth one. Emma Roberts being totally insane. Awesome. and her, like, playing opposite Neve Campbell. I mean, amazing. It's just hard to believe that one was, I just can't believe the first one is 25 years old. I'm so upset.
If you don't watch this new one, you know there's going to be a sixth one that they're already about to start filming.
Which, I'm so excited because that means people like it. People are happy. And, you know, it's, that's great.
Johnny says most people consider it to be the best sequel since the second. And I agree. You should give it a chance. They really brought back some greatness.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. I'm just...
I did see last weekend we watched The King's Man, which is like the prequel to the Kingsman movies. I loved it. I loved it. I would recommend it again if you I think that's on Hulu and HBO Max, two places. So if you have those, I love that movie. It was really good. I didn't know what to expect since it was a prequel. It didn't have the same characters that you were used to and you loved, but it set up a really great story and set up how it came to be the Kingsman.
I just heard the last Fast and Furious is filmed. Oh my gosh. Thank God.
God. You know, I'm going to say they're saying it's the last, but I don't. If I was in charge of the studio, it would not be the last because it's done a weird thing and that each sequel has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And that doesn't usually happen.
Right. How? You know, I love number four, though. I think it was Fast and Furious, new same cars, new parts or something like that was the tagline. The one right. Yeah, the fourth one, I think it was right after Tokyo. Well, years after Tokyo Drift. And I really like number four.
I liked them all. I love them. I think they're just fun.
No, they're popcorn, fun movies. I think they just got like.
You know, I saw someone gave her someone wrote an article and I meant to save it to go back and read it. But their point, I guess, was that no movie is like a bad movie. And that every movie has some point into it or some enjoyment that you can get out of it usually. So a lot of people, you know, hate on different movies. And it's like,
there
well,
is a movie that
it's
I don't
not designed
like.
For you, you know, whatever.
There is a what? Movie that I thought I would really like that I hated. Two of them, actually. One of them actually left the theory because I thought it was just stupid. It was a Jack Black movie. I think it was called Orange County. It's a really old movie now. I went and saw it with friends. There was like, we're looking at what to pick. We're like, oh, you know, it's a comedy. Let's just have a fun night. We were watching it. We're like, wow, this is incredibly dumb. But the second movie I actually left, I thought I would love it, and I didn't like it. It was The Great Gatsby. I didn't like it at all.
I love The Great Gatsby and Orange County.
The old Jack Black comedy movie?
Well, is he? I mean, I guess he's in it. I know it mainly, I guess, because Colin Hanks is in it.
I mean, it's from like two. It's got to be from like
2002.
2002. Oh, my God.
Yeah, 2002. Catherine O'Hara's in it.
Things?
Great cast. No, I do love that movie. It used to be at the time. It used to be one of my favorite movies.
I just got up and left, and there was another reason we got up and left. But I also didn't like. I couldn't believe I didn't like Great Gatsby. I was just like, I was watching.
I do love that one.
I so expected to love it, and I didn't. And Johnny Paul, the Fast and the Furious, the really, really, really last one for real in 2025 and 27. Fast and Furious. Okay, so we lied. I watched the new Madea movie today. It was epic. I love Tyler Perry. Steven,
I was wondering about
Steven
that.
From
one.
Hawaii FaceTimed me today. He asked me what I was doing, and I was like, I just woke up from a nap. He goes, oh, I'm watching the new Madea movie that dropped today. I'm like,
I was wondering about that because I will tell you the trailer, in my opinion, looked horrible, like horrible. And like some of the previous trailers have been like pretty funny, but this trailer was like, it seemed very rough. It's also the very first one that is on Netflix because he's brought it to Netflix and didn't release it into theaters. Let's see, going back real quick, catching on some of the things that y'all have said. Chris wants to see House of Gucci. Johnny says that I've been waiting to see it for weeks. My friend got me a digital copy, but I have yet to watch it.
Oh my God, I can't see that comment. Also, and then Keith said, Matt has a caring touch when he injects me.
Everyone anybody wants to be injected by Matt. Everybody wants to be injected by Matt.
No, I think it's more of like, he'll do it.
Chris says that he stopped watching trailers on Netflix. while being forced to watch them. Yeah, that's one of my things that I do. I gather all the movie trailers and TV trailers and everything that's always coming out. And that's one of the things after we finish watching our movies or TV shows, kind of unwind before Justin goes to bed, that kind of makes it, you know, like if we watch something really scary or something crazy, that way he doesn't have dreams about it. We'll like just play random funny things or clips.
The nap.
And I always
weird ass dreams.
Really?
I've had the weirdest dreams. And for the record, I'm on no medications, nothing. I've been off my ADHD meds and the BP meds for like a year now. And I went off the finasteride for my scalp, hair and scalp, I think 3 months ago now. And the last week or two have just been super vivid dreams, like randomly. Like I fell asleep. When I fell asleep this afternoon, I don't even remember what it was, but I remember waking up going...
another movie, if you have HBO Max, that I would recommend is Kimmy. Kimmy was a really, really good movie that has Zoe Kravitz in it. And also, I think it was pretty good. Werewolves Within, and that's based on a game. That was pretty good as well. Johnny says, Tyler Perry on Netflix has been horrible, but the type of horrible worth watching to laugh your ass off. I'm so ready to point out the continuity errors and bag wigs. I know. I feel like it's getting worse. I feel like they're getting worse. He's just like, Or they want to keep that budget low. So they're like, okay, this is what we're doing. He wants to collect more money for himself. But, you know, another state that's not the greatest state, but people, you got to stay in there. And we did turn it around a little bit with the two senators. But Georgia... where he has the huge movie studio that he created, bigger than any movie studio as far as like land space in the United States. And it's an amazing studio. And so like great for him and putting all the people to work there in Georgia with, and it all started like from Madea. And now he has like tons of stuff on OWN and everywhere, I guess now. Chris agrees with the wigs, I guess. And the continuity errors.
You always count on gays. We can point out a wig line and bad hair extensions. It's like a gift, you know?
And bad prosthetics on Madea.
You mean the studio where he films a 22-episode season of shows in less than 10 days? Oh my god, that poor crew.
You know, that's where you get the continuity errors. Because I will tell you, when I was doing extra work and we were shooting stuff for network stuff, they would do like the same scene, the same like 3 minute scene would take probably like an hour and a half to shoot, and it was like ended up being like 3 minutes of, you know, film that you actually got to see. So, yeah, continuity errors will happen when you go that speed. But he does also have one of the only, like, White House sets in the country. So anybody who wants to film, like, a political show or whatever, Georgia. I mean, everyone goes to Georgia to film. Tax credits.
I just like hearing you say the word white.
White?
Like, when you're in conversation... You say it slightly different, and it's so cute. And just, I always notice it. Y'all ever hear it? I always hear it.
I'm sure there's plenty of words that I say that way.
No, you don't.
Really?
It just, yeah. White is one of them, though.
Anybody here watch The Witcher? I finished the second season. Amazing.
I think David did. I want to say he watched. Did you watch The Witcher?
What?
The Witcher, the show?
No, because Henry Cavill is in it, and he's hot, obviously, but he also is a fucking idiot. He did, was it a few years back where he was like, he didn't know how to talk to him anymore because, like, the Me Too movement?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I don't watch it because I don't. Well, that's because he's, like, delicious.
Yeah.
Johnny says, hi, Matt's husband.
David says no, he hasn't watched it.
Hi, Matt. What else have I watched recently? P Peacemaker, oh, everybody. Peacemaker. You have to watch Peacemaker.
Oh my God, Chris, that's exactly how I imagine it when Cody says it. That's how I imagine it, like,
being spelled.
Yeah.
Peacemaker. If you like DC Comics, and you Matt, you said you watched Suicide Squad. They really made you feel for the Peacemaker character, because in the movie, you're probably going to come out of that movie with a certain feeling. But so much character development in this show. So much character development in the show. I think it surprised a lot of people. So Peacemaker is definitely a great, I think it's one of the best shows. And as far as DC shows goes, I think it's one of the most watched DC shows that they have created. And great, funny intro. A lot of shows don't do intros anymore, but it's a great, funny intro. And there is Eagle. An eagle is in every scene because the eagle is the pet.
Maybe we should make like cold opens for the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do, it would be fun to do like a news style one where it's completely ridiculous and parodying, you know? But then the news is so depressing. So it's like, well, trying to get my head around John Cena being a superhero. Right. Also, I'd like to know, like, what company makes those shirts that he wears that they manage just to stay on and not rip. Like, I don't know what material that is, but we all need our clothes made out of that.
Yeah.
So I could be a superhero too.
Yeah, Peacemaker ended up being a surprise for me. I didn't think I was going to like it, or I wasn't sure about it, and surprised me. But James Gunn is the one who did it, and he's the one who's done Guardians of the Galaxy movies, and so he just is a really talented person.
Jonathan says, I'd like to get my head around John Cena's... Oh, wait, never mind, this is public. Well, I'm pretty sure that would be... join a very long line.
So let's see here. This is I'll show a little bit of it. I'll have to turn the audio down.
Oh, so we don't get a strike?
Well, they won't strike us. They'll just like... We wouldn't be able to monetize it, but we can't monetize it anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter.
That's true.
Let's see. Hopefully it'll play. So this is the intro for the show, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. But you'll get to see John Cena dance, I guess.
I don't know if I ever wanted to see John Cena. Yep, I definitely did not. Yep, I definitely could have gone my whole life without seeing this.
I think it's one of the greatest television show opens ever. It includes every character in the intro, which I think is great. I'm going to let it go until you see the eagle. It's almost kind of playing up that there are puppets for people and puppets for these organizations. Also, there's a really, really cute guy in it.
So this is an actual show?
Yes. Amazing show. Yeah. I think it will be probably one of the top shows for me for the year. Like, the funniest, again, best character development, like, There's a surprise at the end. I don't want to spoil it, but the last episode, there's a surprise. Obviously, it's the DC comic world. I'll leave it at that. And it sets up other things. So it's really fun. It already got greenlit for a second season. So everybody, add that to your list, Peacemaker. Chris says that he's jealous that I can't dance even close to that, even if it was made up.
Well, they had choreographers and a lot of takes, you know? Don't be too hard on yourself.
I always wished I could dance. I can do some choreography. I wish I had video of it, but I don't, and it sucks. But when I did cabaret and my whole dancing in cabaret, I had like solo dances in cabaret. I wish I had that video.
I
just
do have too.
Pictures. I just have pictures.
I think y'all, Cody, you know what? You can reenact it.
Well, okay, fine. When I visit you, we'll reenact it. Because it involves a partner. Like, I can't do it alone. So, but ooh. I don't. I do remember one of the funny things is, so there was a scene in cabaret in which my character, so I wore like these little tiny, I think I've showed it before. I don't even know if I still have it.
Yeah, the little tiny, you're wearing like nothing basically.
I'm surprised I don't have it here still. But yeah, tiny, tiny little black shorts. And then I would go either between suspenders or just like a little tie or both at the same time, depending. But there's one scene in which I put like a woman's gown on and I'm joining all the other women. And so it's me, all the other women, and then the MC of cabaret. But so I'm doing the whole thing and you have like a little bra on and everything. And I was coming up, like everyone's lined up and people split off and then each one gets in front of the audience for a period of time. And so when it was my turn to do that, like, because you're moving your arms around and doing everything, the bra flipped off and exposed my boob. Not that it wasn't that the whole entire show, but it was so funny and I couldn't get it back up and everybody laughed. It was great. I know. I wished everybody could see that. The most annoying part of doing this whole period of time, there was a new creative director in charge of the theater at the time. So technically speaking, you can't video it. But previously in time, everybody had gotten a copy of it just for cast members. You didn't like sell it. But yes, I guess technically you are not supposed to video these shows. And she wanted to stick by the rules. And so we have no video of that production. And so it was really, really annoying.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Johnny says his inbox is always open, by the way. Matt and I used to tear it up with the club on the tables, though.
Oh. On the tables.
There are definitely pictures of me at Southern Nights, as well as Pulse. They are around. So I don't have them, but I'm sure they exist.
I think I did at Pulse get up and danced on the little, I guess it's a table. It's not really a table. I guess stage, small little stages. I did do that for a bit. I don't have rhythm though. If I don't have a choreography, I'm always off rhythm. Justin and Gabe make fun of me when we have gone out in the past. And at one point I was dancing with, I don't know, some random person. and they were talking about how me and the other person, neither one of us had rhythm. That Gabe was like, he always loves pointing this out. He was like, you're not on beat at all. And I was like, yes, we were. But apparently we weren't. Apparently we were not on beat. So that would be a sight to see. Especially, I guess, if I'm like a little bit tipsy, then it probably is way out of sync. Johnny says, I know Matt's twink days aren't ones he talks about too warmly, but I need to see him getting his inner pop star on. Get these photos to me.
So to explain them a little better, I don't talk about my twink days warmly because of how skinny I was. I was so painfully skinny that I didn't feel good. The other parts of it could be a little comfortable because people could be a little aggressive with you in ways that aren't fun. But we'll talk about, okay, so we'll talk about some of the more fun parts. My ringtone for some people was Buttons. Let that sink in. That was the, when I called, that was my ringtone. And in some ways I'm super reserved, but if I go out and I have a couple drinks and I just kind of stop caring, if I'm not DD or I'm only out with like one or two people, it's on. Who knows? Who literally freaking knows what I might do? I've only been kicked out of the club one time. Well, it's two in one day, but for various reasons. The first time was just because they forgot to put the sign up on the door that it was a 21 and up night. And I just was like 19 or something or 20. So I hadn't done anything. I just was existing. They just didn't. Yeah. So that wasn't a big deal. But that either that night or the next night, I got kicked out of Parliament House because I was really drunk.
Chris says that you and him were both skinny during this and had a great time at the club when a little tipsy.
Yes. Chris and I had a great time every time we are out. We have fun. But we have fun with each other. So it's just sort of like, you know, I cannot count how many, Chris, I don't know how many times your hand was probably in my shirt or around me or vice versa. But we're out. When you're out with your friends, it's whatever. You know, like, yeah, that's totally my plus one. Yeah, whatever, you know, it's what everybody, and I'm sure anybody watching this that hasn't known me since then is like, since when? But, you know, are y'all trying to picture this? Like, Cody, are you sitting there trying to go, like, trying to imagine?
I'm not really actually shocked by it. I feel like there are certain people that you'd be like, oh, really? And I do have a story for you later that is off camera. But
that, what Chris just said, I can't count how many exes we've pissed off.
yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me at all.
How fun.
Like, it just seems like that. It just seems like that you have a little few drinks and then you just, you're just out there.
I'm not shocked. I just need evidence. Hold on. Let me get that for you. I think I might have access to that.
I have no evidence of me at all. So you have to be in person to see it happen. But again, we haven't been out because of COVID stuff, which sucks. But it looks like I haven't looked at numbers. Also, that's the other thing. Obviously, a lot of places. Well, the CDC came out today and said basically no one has to wear masks anymore. The numbers have fallen. So I think now we're going to get back to a somewhat comfortable level like we were in the summer when we were going out and doing things and eating at restaurants. So I think that's going to be coming. So I think we're going to go back to our happy hour spot we do once a week and go to the new wine bar that it moved to like the neighborhood location now. So that's kind of nice. And they have a new place. So we like have two things we're going to be doing now during the week, two different days. And then we have our pizza day. We have our burrito day. Like, we're just going to have days, which I think is easy for me. Let's see. Johnny says, plans a trip to California for similar reasons. And then also says, the CDC can kiss my ass because I will continue wearing a mask. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll continue.
I feel better wearing a mask only because one, when my, like, when it is like essentially sniffly season, it's not really that bad.
Yeah, I will. I'll continue wearing a mask in like grocery stores. But I will feel comfortable. I'll look at the numbers again, but I think I'll probably feel comfortable again, like going to eat at a restaurant. So then that's when you'll take your mask off. Of course, everything out here is like outdoor seating. But then also, like, I've been going to like the garden nurseries, and before you had to wear a mask, even though it's all outdoors. So I've not been wearing a mask there either now because it's like it's outdoors, and I feel comfortable with that.
The one gym I go to, the one by my school, when I go, it's almost entirely empty. So I've been able to, because when I'm going during the school day. So I've been able to take it off in there. But when I've gone in the evening and it's busy, I leave it on. But a lot of times I just get the stuff I'm going to work out with, depending on what kind of day I'm doing. and they have separate studios that, you know, they hold classes in. Well, when they're empty, you can use them. So I'll just go in there. Most of the time, I'm the only one in the whole damn room, and it's a closed room. So I can take my mask off and work out. And that's been nice. But I don't mind it. I mean, I have to wear it at the hospital anyway, full time. You know, like, it's what it is.
Yeah. I don't really mind it. So again, like going into the grocery stores or doing stores, that doesn't bother me at all. But like, I am going to be glad to be able to go in and like do wine tastings and everything like that, which we have not done because we would have to take our mask off and we didn't feel comfortable at the time. But if the numbers continue to fall, and it seems that people, if they have their booster, that they're relatively okay.
I can tell you that the hospital opinions that I've seen and most of the staff I've talked to, they're just like, they're kind of pissed with some of the students that we're not going into COVID rooms. And I'm like, well, you know, it's so much PPE to change and fix, which I imagine that's, if the masks are going away, then having to go the extra, you're going to have what's called standard precautions. And standard precautions are the things you take with any kind of patient with any sort of you know, illness. Mask, gloves, normal stuff. But for COVID patients, there's extra stuff we put on. And I'm pretty sure if mask requirements elsewhere are going, then eventually those will, the extra stuff will go away. But right now, every time one person, if you step into a COVID room, you have to put on a whole bunch of shit. So I'm not, as a student, I'm not really doing anything. I'm just standing there. I can stand outside the room and watch you through the doors, because the floor I'm on have glass doors. So unless you need my help, then of course I will put a gown on and help you. But it's just wasting PPE for something I'm not allowed to do. So what's the point?
Yeah. Chris says, yeah, Florida people think that COVID is over for years now, but I always still wear my mask. Thankfully, it is required that everyone wears a mask. Yeah, Texas also was the same way when I visited. In the town that I'm from anyway, it was like it didn't exist. And that was nearing the end of one of their spikes and before Omicron kind of got going crazy for the winter. Yeah. I there's this epidemiologist that I follow on TikTok, and he talks about things and everything. And I'm gonna try to actually have him do a podcast episode with us and kind of just like talking in general about things. He's like a field epidemiologist, and so not even just COVID stuff, but just kind of like the science behind all of that, which I think is really an interesting thing. But he was talking about a lot of people, and obviously not everybody has this opinion, but there's a lot of people that believe by the fall, if everything continues at its current speed and rate and what we're seeing, that it will become just basically kind of like you're a flu. It's just going to be something that is going to be in the population, but it's something that, again, if you're doing your vaccines, that it can be relatively taken care of. Obviously, you're going to have a large group of people who are still not going to get the vaccines, and they're going to be the ones who end up in the hospitals and causing problems. But for everybody else, it should become, you know, obviously the flu is still a big thing that people should pay attention to. And a lot of people don't even get flu shots. But if you do pay attention to things, it's not going to be at the height of like what it was when it first began, which I think is a good thing. There's some positive silver linings to the future. Everything else, though, who knows?
Well, I think it was last month, a couple thousand people were still dying every single day from it. But we don't obviously at this level have control over it. I did want to say, so I sent Cody a picture from approximately the time of these club pictures. So I think I took that before I went out that night. So it's 2009, so it would have been 23. And at this time, Chris lived about two blocks away from me. I don't know if Cody's going to be able to put the picture up, but yeah.
Let's see here.
Oh, gosh. There's no audio. It's just a picture. I did text a friend asking if they had any of these old pictures.
Y'all ready to see Twink Matt?
Oh, this is like.
There you are.
So remember, we didn't have front-facing cameras then. So like staring intently. if you're
making making sure you're in the shot.
Yep. Yep. Do you want me to reenact it real quick? So I'm standing next to myself.
Matt was hot. Well, that's why you were making everybody jealous. All your exes.
I can't see very well. I'm definitely not wearing contacts. I almost never wore my contacts when I was younger. Almost. I mean, never. So I can't see the screen. So I probably would have taken this picture 20 times trying to like see myself.
What?
So I always look angry and serious, and I'm not. I just can't see.
Would this twink Matt have been participating at the level that young gays are these days in OnlyFans and like getting collaborations going?
Yeah.
Collaborating with everybody.
Yeah, he would have been all about it. If I felt safe, it would likely would have been with two. Chris, yep.
Man, Chris has all the secrets over here.
Chris has known me literally for 15 years or longer. If it was the situations where I felt safe, so more than likely it would have been two, maybe one to two people that I was comfortable with, I would have made content with, because I definitely have always been like hands like away off with people. And once you've made me uncomfortable, I'll never be comfortable with you again if you make me uncomfortable. So maybe that's not very forgiving of me, but it's just how I am, especially if it's coming into making content like that. Like, I have to trust you with myself. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely, I need to be comfortable. So, yeah, that Matt absolutely would have. And yes,
Chris said, so would I if I could. I actually was just talking to somebody about this the other day, about how like younger gays like that is just kind of like the thing. Like, you just have an OnlyFans. Like, it's like us, or like we, like back in the day, we had a Facebook, etc., etc. Like, for them, it's just like, yeah, we have an OnlyFans. Like, there's not anything to it. It's just like, yeah, we have that. It's just part of one of the social medias that they have, which I think is kind of a great thing, that it's just becoming just less of a like an issue. It's just like, oh yeah, I have it. It's cool. Yeah. Which I think that's how it should be.
The only picture I really have, oh gosh, it's one of my favorites. I've showed you. Oh, Chris. Okay. You guys are going to see Chris and I as like super twinks. So you guys can just laugh. Here's one of my favorites. And then Chris says he has the other. There's a picture of Chris and I on my 22nd birthday, and someone took the picture of us, and collectively we can't weigh more than like 150 pounds soaking wet. You know, we probably weighed slightly more than that, but I mean, not by much. Like, we're just tiny little babies. I don't know. In a lot of ways, we don't really, I don't know. I feel like we still look like us to a point. And in the picture I just sent you, I'm wearing a fucking hoodie. I'm always wearing a fucking hoodie.
It's your thing, Matt.
It is. I just always preferred them. But Cody, hold on. I'm going to step for a second. In this picture, that's Chris on the far left, my friend Nick, and then my then boyfriend at the time, James, who would ultimately become my first husband. Yeah.
Man. And
obviously me on the far right.
Super twinks.
Super twinks indeed.
Yeah, I'll have to like find some of my photos because they're not going to be on my phone. I guess they're going to be on my computer. But I'm trying to think if I have some. I probably have a picture like at Pulse. And I think there's one picture I have like from here in San Diego, but that's definitely not back in the day. but yeah, see, we love seeing those photos. I actually have this one because the other day we were talking about Matt and David's anniversary. And also still Twinks. Chris says, yes, and my ex taking the pic. I mean, look at y'all. Just rocking it out. See, I could see this being complete like an OnlyFans situation going on here. Start off here, end up in a different location, end up at your house. Definitely. Goodness, it's already 6 o'clock. Once Matt's back, we'll have to like wrap this up. First of all, I guess thank everybody who is joining us. What are some of y'all's plans this weekend? Do y'all have any plans of what y'all are going to be doing? Relaxing. Chris, you missed those days. Chris, yes, I know, right? I feel like it's those days that you could go out and you could drink and you could do whatever and then you would be relatively fine. And nowadays, yeah, that's a no. And the thing is, can you even stay awake to go out? That becomes the key thing because, you know, most people don't actually get going until like 10 or 11 at night. And then it's like, oh, wait, that's bedtime. I do. It's been forever since we've been out actually here. Even I'm trying to think even before COVID, like we wouldn't like go out like super late at night. I actually think we did after vaccines this summer. Some of Justin's friends came into town and we actually went out, no masks. It was nice. We stayed out till the bar closed it was like a kind of like a restaurant bar. We stayed out till they closed, like 2 o'clock, I guess, here. Yeah, it was fun. Chris says, yeah, I miss not having hangovers, LOL, and staying awake. I know those are the two worst things now. And then Keith says, the time I wake up is the time I used to get home. Right? My goodness, it's so crazy. Me and Matt have talked about in the past, like, and stuff. And then we're getting ready to do the nostalgia episode that I mentioned last week. But how, like, I don't feel like I'm older. I am, I guess. Matt, we were talking about how, like, we, like, just going out is tough because, like, most people go out, you know, you get going around 10 or 11 o'clock, but nowadays that's like bedtime.
And it's not even bedtime. Even if I'm up late, I don't want to be around anybody. While we were here, like in the first 10 minutes, one of my classmates texted and said, hey, do you want to go? We were thinking about going out tomorrow evening. What do you think? I'm like, well, I'm kind of in clinical all day. She's like, dude, we're going at 8. I have to be up at 5. She's like, it's okay. I know they're going to be tiring. I'm like, I'm going to be at the hostel. I'm going to be up and at the hostel between like 5 a.m. until 4:30. It's a 25-minute drive home. What the fuck?
Be like, okay, old man.
Hi, Luna.
Oh, hi, Luna. Oh, my goodness. I feel like you've never made an appearance like randomly like that. Ella, I mean, Salem always used to, but he's not in here anymore. Hello, baby girl. Keith says that I left New York City Club at 8 a.m. as people were going to work and I was ending my night. Sounds like a great night.
We really need to do one where we have Keith. We won't be able to do it live, but we can do it. We should record where we have Keith kind of like tell some of his stories because they're just amazing. I was thinking of a really fun episode
then I was going to surprise you with it, Cody, but upon retrospect, I think you just have too much of a party and I need to be able to do some editing. Like, I want my hand in the editing process for this. I thought about actually, so he would do this episode for me, but having my ex-husband do an episode with us. And I'm just like,
could be interesting.
This is the worst idea of my entire life. This is the worst idea of my entire life. But I think there's a lot we can learn and a lot mm-hmm. to talk about. And a lot of Chris. Yeah,
that would be interesting.
But, you know, after I sober up, I'll let you know how I still feel about it.
Luna wants to be a part of the show.
She's in her cuddly mood.
Salem is hanging out more at certain times that he doesn't normally. But,
or Luna, that's your name.
We're still, the cats are almost integrated. I do want to say that. But, Salem is so like a lap cat. Like, no matter what time of day, if you sit down or you lay down, he will be there, you know, very, very shortly. And he'll just plop down, usually as close to your neck as possible, so you can't even move or do anything. Ella, meanwhile, no. She only wants that when she's sleeping in the mornings. And she has done that for now, like a month or two. Like, there's a certain point where she sees that I'm semi-awake, and then all of a sudden I turn over and she's just looking at me on the side, and that means it's time to move everything. So there's this whole routine. I move a sheet over one side of a pillow so it kind of keeps a little tunnel, and then I get on the other side, lift the sheet over my head, and then she crawls under and lays on my chest, and she does that for like, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes until she gets too warm. And then she'll crawl off to the side where I made the little tunnel under the sheet. And then she'll stay there. I'll get up and then she'll stay there until mid-morning, early afternoon. And then she'll decide that she needs to get out from underneath the sheets. But that's her only cuddle time. She will lay beside us on the couch sometimes. But Salem, he wants to be on you, which I love, especially considering he came from the poor outdoors. Yeah,
Luna just does the whole thing of when she's ready, when she's cold or once cuddle time, she likes to sleep under the blankets. So she'll crawl under them, she'll sleep between our legs, and then at night, Ava sleeps between David and I. And if she can't sleep between David and I, she sleeps here on me. I sleep on the right side, and I tend to sleep on my right side. But yeah. If I can't get comfortable, I will sleep on my... I'll force myself to sleep on the left. So I'm kind of like knee to knee with David. And then Ava sleeps in that space between us. She's very... she looks bigger than she is. She's probably 8-9 pounds max. But she's very... she doesn't really have super thick fur. So I think she just gets colder easier. Mm. So I am more conscious of that, trying to make sure she stays warm. But she'll sleep with me there for... it doesn't bother me because having your cat on an actual kind of sleep schedule is great. Yes, Luna? Sorry. She just...
normally she wants all the attention. Doesn't,
yeah. I don't know if she's...
Oh, sweet girl. Sweet girl. She's like, I'm going to be taking
like
your position.
Very much, though. She never... like, when I take pictures of her and stuff, if she sees what I'm doing, she tends to... get frustrated.
She's like,
with me.
No, thank you.
But where I'm sitting, she likes to sleep right next to me here, like when I play video games. Mm-hmm. So she likes to sleep right here between us. Yeah, okay, there we go. They prefer to sleep where her thing is sleeping where she's touching. If she's sleeping with her back to me, she's touching me with her back, but she'll reach out and touch David with her paws.
It's so cute.
Look, so if I let cute. Him sleep, so we can have peace. Whatever. Whatever, man.
Well, everybody, we are past the hour point. So We want to thank everybody who has joined us this evening for this episode. Of course, we'll have new episodes of the podcast coming out on Wednesdays. Video versions available. Chris, like you said, that you watched the latest episode we had with Dr. Jake. So that is available for you to watch on YouTube or listen to wherever you get your podcast. Be sure you, if you haven't, rate us on those podcast networks. Give us 5 stars, please. Thank you. And then also on YouTube, if you do watch the video, or even if you don't, just go to YouTube and click the video and give us thumbs up. So more and more people do that. We're starting to get a lot more people giving us thumbs up. And I meant to send this to Matt. Let me get this right because I don't want to like make it up.
And Johnny says, don't be a stranger, Matt. Well, so I tend to be able to be available in between exam weeks. Even though my exams are Wednesdays and Thursdays, if I have them, a lot of times I'm pretty done by the end of however an exam goes. And I start immediately prepping because almost always something is following the next week. Friday is one of my available days for studying. So if I don't get out fast enough, my priorities are school. And on school days, the next thing is gym and then home. So that's my self-care. I've got to be able to take care of me. And, but then when I'm like running on a treadmill and I'm like, should I turn on the podcast? Cause I can log in from my phone. And I'm like, no, that's obnoxious. I'm not going to be that guy. Nobody wants to see me all sweaty and gross running in slow motion dramatically on a treadmill. Crying.
We did, everybody. Thank you if you've been watching the YouTube channels. For the episodes, because we did surpass 10 days ago, we did surpass 1,000 hours of watch time. So people have watched us for 1,000 hours. Can you believe it?
I wonder how many of those hours were us.
I did not watch that much.
it doesn't matter. That's so exciting.
1,000 hours.
So, because if y'all know, we're not, I mean, we've gotten small sponsorships with Dr. Jake periodically. And stuff like that, but we definitely do not get paid to really do this. Not at all.
So yes, everybody, just even if you just listen to it, go to YouTube and like the video, give it a thumbs up,
please.
But everybody, again, thank you for joining us. We hope all of you have a great weekend. You do something fun and crazy, so we can hear about it next week. But until then, again, new episode Wednesday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
So, hey, guys, we want to remind everyone that you can keep in touch with us on all of our social media channels, whether that is Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can do all of that at the ComaCast.
And we definitely love to interact and hear from all of our listeners. All of this is not possible without you guys.
And if you don't mind rating our podcast on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast provider is, just leave a comment. It's greatly appreciated.
And thank you for joining us.
See you next time.